WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:05, it's mostly clear and 66 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with just a slight chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. State prison officials are recalculating the sentences of about 3,200 prisoners because of an Iowa Supreme Court decision last month that said inmates who had their probation revoked should be given credit for time served while under supervision of the Department of Corrections. Corrections Department spokesman Fred Scaletta said that hundreds of maybe thousands of inmates will have to be paroled or released early because of the decision. The ruling was in the case of a convicted sex offender who violated his probation while under home confinement. The court ruled defendants who are under the supervision of the DOC and have their probation revoked shall get credit for time served. Scaletta says the decision applies to all defendants whose probation was revoked. News time is 9:06.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
A new survey of bankers suggests the economy in rural areas of 10 Midwestern and Plains states is slowing down as concerns about the country's financial health grow. The overall Rural Main Street Index dipped below 50 for the first time this year when it hit 49.3 this month. Anytime that index, which ranges from 0 to 100, is below 50, it suggests the economy will contract. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says even though farm income remains healthy, rural businesses aren't hiring much and the bankers are less confident in the economy. The jobs index stayed at 49.3 in August and the confidence index fell to 44 from July's reading of 55. Governor Terry Branstad has refused to renew Iowa's membership to a group of Midwestern states that advocates for passenger rail, despite a pledge by government and business leaders to pay the cost. The legislature earlier this year cut funding for Iowa's membership to the Midwest Interstate Passenger Rail Commission, which promotes passenger rail improvements and includes Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and several other states. After the cut, Iowa City, the Metropolitan Planning Organization of Johnson County, and business groups promised funding to cover the $15,000 membership fee. John Yap, executive director of the Johnson County Group, says it makes sense to remain a member to push for high-speed rail through Iowa. Branstad spokesman Tim Albrecht says the governor is simply following the legislature's wishes. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds are expected to resume their Jobs for Iowa tour next week. The 12-city tour will take them to several counties, including Shelby, Crawford, and Sac. The tour begins next Tuesday, August 23rd, with a stop at the Peterson Family Wellness Center in Harlan at 10 a.m. At 11:45, the pair will be in the Denison Public Library before moving on to Otebolt, Ida Grove, and Kingsley. On August 24th, Branstad and Reynolds will hold Jobs for Iowa meetings in Rock Rapids, Sibley, and Primgar. Next Thursday's trip brings them to Cherokee, Storm Lake, Pocahontas, and finally Rockwell City. Each of the events are free and open to the public. Branstad and Reynolds will discuss at each location the progress that's been made in the last legislative session and the, quote, plans we have to continue moving Iowa forward toward economic prosperity. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is calling for an investigation into allegations of illegal and widespread file shredding at a federal agency that's supposed to protect the nation's investors from fraud. Grassley says he was contacted directly by a whistleblower and given a series of documents to back up the accusations.
An enforcement lawyer at the agency alleges that the Securities and Exchange Commission destroyed at least 9,000 files between the years of 93 through 2010. And these files pertain to initial inquiries into possible wrongdoing on Wall Street.
Grassley says the informant was told the files were being shredded as part of routine internal policy, but claims that's not the case.
He says the destruction was illegal in violation of laws that federal agencies must keep federal records. He also says the document shredding might have compromised enforcement cases against some of the biggest names in investing, including Bernie Madoff and a lot of big banks.
And the Madoff, a former stockbroker, is serving a 150-year sentence for what's described as the largest Ponzi scheme, which bilked investors of perhaps $65 billion. Grassley, who of course is a Republican, says that anyone with a retirement account or a home mortgage likely has ties to Wall Street and should be concerned about these new allegations involving the SEC. He says the case is troubling.
It doesn't make sense that an agency responsible for investigation would want to get rid of potential evidence. If these charges by the whistleblower are true, the agency needs to explain why it destroyed the documents, how many documents it destroyed over what time frame, and to what extent its actions were consistent with the law.
Grassley's calling on the chairman of the SEC to provide a full accounting of the agency's actions. And an eight-year fundraising drive reaped $867 million in gifts and commitments to Iowa State University in Ames. The books were closed in July on Campaign Iowa State, which began in the summer of 2003. ISU Foundation President Dan Saptig says the campaign occurred during much of ISU President Gregory Joffre's time at the college helm and is a major part of Joffre's legacy. Joffre has said he will retire by July of next year. The ISU Foundation is expected to formally announce the campaign results today. The foundation says the fundraisers secured gifts or commitments from 119,000 benefactors. Among benefits of the fundraising were 813 new scholarships and 85 newly endowed faculty positions. Taking a look at national news this morning, U.S. stocks are opening lower as economic jitters and uncertainty about Europe's finances fuel another day of selling around the world. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company lowered its growth forecast early this morning. An analyst says business sentiment, household wealth, and global growth all look worse than just a few weeks earlier. Other economists warn that a global recession looks increasingly likely. European banking shares fell nearly nearly 2.5-year lows, dragged down by rumors about the company's potential losses on bonds issued by heavily indebted governments. Earlier, Asian shares took a beating on the markets as well. The Dow is not doing too awfully bad this morning. It's in the red at down a little more than 26 points. The S&P 500 is up nearly 2 points, and the NASDAQ is up just over 11. KJAN News Time is 9:12.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you asked. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you asked. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
In our funeral announcements, 51-year-old Alan Brown of Cumberland died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Alan Brown will be today at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Center. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 84-year-old Keith Blankenship of Harlan died Monday. Funeral services for Keith Blankenship will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 78-year-old August Gus Eckerman of Harlan died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Gus Eckerman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 81-year-old Harold M. Christensen of West Branch and formerly of Kimbleton died Tuesday. Funeral services for Harold Christensen will be held Saturday at 9:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. 92-year-old Isabel Bangford of Manning died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Isabel Bangford will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. 67-year-old Gail Monk of Oakland and formerly of Shenandoah died Tuesday. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Gail Monk will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Hackett Livingston Funeral Home in Shenandoah. 74-year-old Patricia Ann Clint of Carroll died Wednesday. Funeral services for Patricia Clint will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Carroll, with the Don and Woodhouse Funeral Home of Carroll in charge of arrangements. 84-year-old Claire Schuler, Jr. of Rural Atlantic died Tuesday. Funeral services for Claire Schuler, Jr. will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 81-year-old Elaine Miners of Manila died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Elaine Miners will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And 86-year-old Loretta Grody of Harlan died Wednesday. Funeral services for Loretta Grody are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news brought to you by United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.